Hi there, you're listening to Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Ken.
Ken, you sound like Rod Stewart. You still sound like Rod Stewart.
I don't sing like him.
Thankfully. I like him singing those great American jazz ballads.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a pretty good singer.
对, but you're a better teacher.
Thank you for that marvelous compliment, miss. I am still struggling a little bit with my voice, so thank you for that introduction, Jenny, also. Now, while you're at it, why don't you tell us a little bit more about this lesson?
Wow, we're tackling a very important topic today. It's about days of the week.
Days of the week. Pretty important. But luckily in Chinese, it's fairly straightforward.
Yeah. You just have to know sort of a formula.
That's right.
And then you can construct pretty much every day in the week.
That's right, because the days of the week, just like the months of the year, have numbers.
Yes.
Which at first seems slightly lacking in color to me when I first heard this, but now I see the benefit of it.
It's simple.
Yeah, the months of the year as well. You just say the number of the month, it becomes very clear.
Yeah. So we know basic numbers like 1, 2, 3, meaning 1, 2, 3. And you're going to hear all of them in the dialogue.
That's right.
Being constructed as days of the week.
Great. So let's sit back and listen to this dialogue. And remember, don't worry about understanding. You can get the sounds or figure out whatever you can at this stage. And if you don't know any of the words, that's fine too. Because we'll come back and we'll take it apart for you.
Yes. Dialogue, first time.
你星期一有空吗?
没空。 我星期二有空。
我没空。 星期三怎么样?
好。
Second time.
你星期一有空吗?
没空。 我星期二有空。
我没空。 星期三怎么样?
好。
Third time.
你星期一有空吗?
没空。 我星期二有空。
我没空。 星期三怎么样?
好。
Wow, two amazingly busy people.
Yes, indeed. Why don't we translate what these busy people are saying?
Yes. 你星期一 有空吗?
Are you free on Monday?
你星期一有空吗?
Will you have time on Monday?
你星期一有空吗? 没空,我星期二有空。
No, I don't have time, but I will have time on Tuesday.
没空,我星期二有空。
No, but Tuesday I have time.
没空,我星期二有空。我没空,星期三怎么样?
Oh, I don't have time. How about Wednesday?
我没空,星期三怎么样?
Oh, not me. How about Wednesday?
我没空,星期三怎么样? 好。Okay. 好。Good. 好。
So here we have two very busy people trying to find a time when they can actually get together and meet. And sounds like a business kind of a thing here, right? It's unlikely, I think, to have a social... It could be.
Or between husband and wife.
No, it could be.
They're so busy.
Yeah. But basically, it's just two very busy people trying to figure out a day when they can meet for some unspecified purpose.
And I love this dialogue. It has some very neat patterns.
It does. I think on first blush, it might sound slightly challenging for a newbie. But there's some patterns here that are repeated.
Repeats itself.
And I think that will help you to grasp it. So why don't we do what we usually do and take it from the top and let's go into it in a little bit more detail.
你星期一有空吗? 你星期一有空吗?
Now, let's start off with the word for Monday.
星期一
Sounds like a lot of first tones there.
they're actually all first tones.
星期一.
Yes.
There you go.
And it's the first day of the week.
Ah.
Well, depending on how you see it.
I think it's okay.
Sunday.
Yeah. So it's the first day of the week. That's fine. 星期一 is Monday.
Mm.
Now, we'll come across other patterns in a moment.
Yeah.
But let's look at how the full sentence is, how it functions.
你星期一有空吗?你星期一有空吗?
Now, it starts with the pronoun
你,
你
that means you.
You. So, yeah. You're directing the question at an individual. And it's quite common in Chinese to start off by saying
你, 你
Now, in English, you're more likely to use a verb, an auxiliary verb, like do you, are you, have you. But it's perfectly fine in Chinese to start off with that pronoun. So, the first word is you and Monday. So, we're kind of putting together the structure here. So, you Monday. Now, what happens after that?
有空吗?有空吗?
Now, you might have noticed at the end that there's a question mark, a question particle there, which is
吗? 吗?
Right. Now, and the juicy bit here is the expression
有空。有空.
Now, the word 空 is interesting. Could you tell us about it?
Well, 空 means vacancy.
Vacancy or empty space.
Empty space. Yeah. And here we're talking about time.
Yes. And 有 is a verb to have.
Yes.
Right. So do you have space? By implication, do you have time, of course. So let's hear the full sentence again.
你星期一有空吗?
So that's how you ask the question, are you free or do you have time?
Yes.
On Monday.
On Monday, yeah.
Now, notice that it says, you Monday have time, question mark. That's the way it's done in Chinese.
Yes.
I really like it when you get nice sort of syntax in these, because it's different than let's say, English syntax.
Yeah.
So literally, it's you Monday have time, question mark. Let's hear it again. It's a great sentence.
你星期一有空吗?
Now, this is a very useful pattern because you could change the day of the week.
Yes.
Right? You could change it to other things as well, and you could still have the pattern 你有空吗?
Yes. Right? And you can even use 有空吗 by itself.
Exactly.
Yeah, to ask, are you free? Do you have any time?
That's right. As if you were saying to somebody, say you were sitting to someone in the office, talking to someone in the office right now, and if you said
有空吗?
That would indicate right now, do you have time?
Yes.
Free time.
Mm.
Ah, yes. Now, the answer here came
没空,没空.
Now, 没空 means
no free time, no time.
No space, no free time.
So we have the same word 空.
Yes.
And here we have the negative answer.
Yes.
没空。
没空。Now, so the quite often to use the word 没有, meaning
not have, not don't have.
But it condenses here into, so you can leave out the, you could say 没有空, but it's perfectly fine to say
没空。没空.
No time.
Mm.
Now, the next part sort of elaborates on the pattern a little bit more.
我星期二。有空，我星期二有空。
Now you might be able to figure this out, right? The logic is, I didn't have time on Monday, but I do have time on Tuesday.
Yes.
So let's listen again.
我星期二有空。
Now, at the back of the sentence, you've got 有空, meaning to have time.
Time, yes.
And then we add the word for Tuesday.
星期二。星期二。
Now, in the first sentence, we had the word for Monday, and that was
星期一,星期一.
And so Tuesday is
星期二,星期二.
Now, we're going to have Wednesday in a moment, but let's hear it anyway.
星期三,星期三.
Now, I think you, good, gentle listener, can figure out the pattern there.
Oh, I feel an adrenaline rush.
Whoa.
Piecing things together.
But that's the way it is. I mean, that's the best way to learn. So we'll tell you what that pattern is in a little bit longer, but let's keep figuring it out here as we go along.
Yeah.
So again, the question was, the statement was, I have time on Tuesday.
Yes.
So could we hear it?
我星期二有空。
Great.
And the interlocutor says, 我没空。
No, I don't have time.
我没空。
So that doesn't work for me. 我没空。I have no space. I have no free time.
Yes. So, 星期三怎么样? 星期三怎么样?
Now, so we've had Monday, which is
星期一
Tuesday
星期二
And now this guy is suggesting that Wednesday would work and he says
星期三
星期三 And the phrase, does that work or is that okay or how is that? The phrase is
怎么样怎么样
怎么样、
ah.
Really useful phrase.
Yes.
You can, about anything you want to know, you know, you could point this one and say 怎么样
And say 怎么样
Is that okay? Does that work for you?Now, interesting patterns here. I don't want to go into too much detail because I think it's really useful for you, the listener, to figure out the patterns yourself.
Yep.
Now, and then just in terms of agreeing in the end, you can just say,
好, 好.
And unsurprisingly, that means good. So it means okay. That's okay with me.
Whew, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to do from Thursday to Sunday.
That could get a little tiresome. Yeah,
so Never ending back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So we won't actually do that right now. All right, let's listen to the dialogue.
Three more times. Dialogue, first time.
你星期一有空吗？
没空。我星期二有空。
我没空。星期三怎么样？
好。Second time。
你星期一有空吗？
没空。我星期二有空。
我没空。星期三怎么样？
好。Third time。
你星期一有空吗？
没空。我星期二有空。
我没空。星期三怎么样？
好。Well, so Ken, now we know the way to construct days of the week is you put the word 星期.
Correct.
星期.
Yes.
Which means week.
Yes.
In Chinese.
Yes.
And then with a number.
Right. Would you mind, Jenny, doing Monday to Friday?
星期一星期二星期三星期四星期五
There's Monday to Friday. Your working week.
Yes.
Thank you for that. So, yeah, again, figuring out the patterns, I think, is really useful here.
What about the weekend? I really want to do the weekend.
Well, do the weekend then.
星期六And finally, 星期天
Now, 星期天
something different.
Is out of sync in terms of the pattern there. But we'll look at that another time.
Yes.
Yes, lots to learn in this dialogue. Very high frequency type of thing, in a busy sort of office scenario. Do you have time? That's how you ask the question. Do you have time? Are you free? Will you be available?
Yeah.
It's all using the term 空, fourth tone. And literally 空 actually means space. Open space, empty space or whatever.
Ken, 你有空吗?
现在。
Yes, right now.
我有空。
Because we're wrapping up this lesson.
Okay, it's time to wrap it up. We'll be back again tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
We'll make 空 tomorrow.
Yeah, we make 空 every day from 星期一 to 星期天。
Exactly.
Air every day, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, take care.
See you tomorrow.
再见。
再见。